This is CliffCentral.com.
Ooh, Travis Scott and Drake in the background just to kick things off the right way. Hello and welcome to the Urban Culture Drive. My name is Lesego Maphanga, and this is pretty much another podcast where we unpack all things urban. Ooh. And I started just on Drake's verse. Hey, what type of a person am I? So to everybody that's been listening to us the whole year, I think it's been pretty much a year since we've been on CliffCentral.com. Thank you very much for showing us constant support. And for everybody else that's new, we just want you to know that this is pretty much a safe space, right? It's that safe space that exists for a reason. Because it's where we have probably our most honest conversations, where we reassess our surroundings, try to understand what kind of a country, if you're in South Africa, we live in, what type of world we live in, what's going on in our lives. And most importantly, probably, it's a space where collectively we can all actively drive really important, uncomfortable, but necessary conversations. And today's episode is really no different to any other. Because what we'll be unpacking today, and I'm quite excited about this, to be honest, is the phenomenon of the festive season. You know, it's that one time of the year where supposedly you're supposed to be spending time with family, you're supposed to be living your best life. Some people have the best flings of their existence during this time of year. It's supposedly a time where we should be celebrating what happened during the year. But then my question is, what if you didn't have such a good year? What are you reflecting on? You know, what are you celebrating? And if you're not so lucky to have a loved one and there's no one that you're loving during the festive season, oof, what do you do? What happens? What do you go through? Anyway, so I mean, that's going to be a lot of things happening on this show today. It's going to be epic. We'll be talking about all these things, and we're going to be tying together what apparently some people call the festive body. I don't know whether it's a real thing, whether it's a fake thing. I don't remember me ever having a festive body. But speaking of bodies, there's a reason why this show is hot. And it's not me, right? It's because I'm always joined by Craig or Sexy. What's up, fam?
Jeez, I'm all right. Hey, I was listening to you throw that entire speech. I thought you were like running for president or something.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was dope.
Listen, if I can't be Craig or Sexy, right? If I can't be Craig or Sexy,
that's the problem.
At least let me be president.
I absolutely get that. But you know, it's so good to have you in the studio. There's a different vibe about you.
Yeah.
You're a quarter to summer body, so I'm quite impressed at what you're doing. You've got the corporate look, you've got the money, you're going to be a mogul, and hopefully I'll marry you one day. So,
you know, Craig, with friends like you.
Do you understand?
Like, who else do I need? So listen, like I said in the intro, right, this has been a hell of a year.
Absolutely.
Right, and to everybody listening to the podcast everywhere around the world, and the people live streaming, will probably make a lot of sense for you, but for everybody else, no matter what time, place you're listening to this, everybody will know that 2018 was a hectic year.
It was a hectic
for
year.
Everyone, from all things Donald Trump,
dude,
to all things South Africa and the recession, and there's just been a lot of things happening all over the world. Yeah. Brexit is happening right now.
Let's not forget TUT striking, burning down buildings.
Burning down buildings, you know, so protests are still pretty much as violent as they've ever been.
But the one thing that has always been consistent, Craig or Sexy still went to gym.
Hey,
6-5 days.
The whole time.
The whole year, fam.
The whole time, fam. No, listen, I'm super proud of you. I mean, listen, and people have no idea how much dedication it takes 100%. To do that.
It's just one of those things. So when you talk about December and summer bodies, we don't talk about that. We talk about everyday summer body, fam.
Yeah.
Winter body.
Yeah, winter body.
Everything.
So listen, I'm quite excited because today's show, right, we're going to be talking about the end of the year, right? What it means to most people, yeah. Right? And on the second part of the show, we're going to unpack all things fitness because
100%.
Whether it's the end of the year, beginning of the year, middle of the year, if you're not consistent, then like, what are you doing with your life?
Dude.
So listen, I know I haven't been around for a long time, and I bet you a million bucks I'm about to miss this
upgrade.
Oh, dear. And all I'm looking for is a sting. But knowing me and my clumsiness... But maybe because it's the festive season,
yes,
maybe also. I know exactly what I'm doing. Check this out.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, Lesego Maphanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O Six. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive. Candace, Urban Culture Drive.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is CliffCentral.com, and you're listening to the Urban Culture Drive every Tuesday if you're live streaming 11 to 12. And you can download the podcast and listen to it whenever you want, any time of the year, 365. And speaking of 365,
yes,
you know, this is going into my head right now.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to be corny, so let me just shut up and let's go to the first topic, right? Listen, I haven't seen you in a very long time, right? It's December already. How has your festive been?
I think that so far, I haven't been doing really anything. I mean, I've been closing off work and so forth. But
yeah,
the most important thing is that I've been quite consistent with my workouts.
Yeah.
And I've been attending interesting parties. And the good thing is that my rich white friends are going away on holiday, so they're living with their mansion.
Oh, you house-sitting?
For 2 weeks, taking care of their cats.
I'll be honest, the best thing in life, right?
About having white friends, yes.
It's literally house sitting, because they go out and you have like this mansion for like the whole festive season. You can take Instagram photos and like ball out all day.
Everything. And on top of that, they've got a bar, so you're more than welcome. And thank me later. I am going to be throwing a little party.
It's crazy. It's going to be a beautiful thing. So, I don't know about you, right? But yeah, it seems to me like, you know, one, other people are like really tired, burnt out by the year.
Yeah.
And people just want to chill. Like, people like nobody's like getting excited to go to Cape Town. Nobody's getting excited to go to holidays. Or people are just really looking forward into next year. Because me personally, I'm not feeling the holiday vibe, eh? I'll be honest.
I think also maybe we're just getting older. I mean, I saw that message from, what's his name, Casper, saying, you know what, you gym bunnies, I'm retiring. I'll see you next year, February. So he's like, I'm taking a break. I'm retiring for the rest of the year. So I think, you know, people are just, it's just that wooziness of exhaustion from the year.
Yeah.
You know, let's not forget that there's been a lot of social impact. There's been a lot of drama this year, specifically in South Africa. So I think everyone is just like, you know what, let's just debrief. I don't want to see gym. I don't want to see work.
Let me just relax.
I want a Netflix. It's becoming a thing now.
And yourself, how are you feeling the vibe? Are you feeling the vibe? Are you going to see family? Are you excited seeing family, going home?
Oh, no. The family, what? I'm not 12.
Crazy. So can I ask a question? Are you going to see your family anytime this entire festive season?
I'll try. I mean, I do have a Tyler Perry drama kind of family. So maybe a good 48 hours should be enough.
Maybe like before Christmas and Christmas Day.
And that's it. And I can't handle more than that.
And then it's a wrap, then go home.
I mean, especially being the black sheep of the family. Doesn't really work.
Oh, wow. So for me, I've always wondered about that because, you know, I talk to many different people. One of the guys that I know posted a message on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, for some people, this is the worst time of the year.
150%.
And it could be for various reasons. It could be, you know, you lost a loved one. You know, home is not what it used to be. I also think, you know, once you hit like your mid to late 20s, or just from your mid-20s onwards,
yeah,
I think we start to realize, for some of us, how messed up our families really are.
Exactly.
And it kind of hits you as a wave, and then you're no longer comfortable being at home.
No, 100%. I mean, like, just seeing my sisters, for example, the most annoying shit, honestly. It's not that I hate them or anything. I mean, I love them to bits, but their way of lifestyle, the way that they are, the way they carry themselves, and also the whole church thing every day, all day, fam, was just like, it's not for me. So you realize that we've got different personalities, different lifestyle, which is not necessarily congruent to the way that yours is. And the good thing is that now you make your own money, you can make your own choices. You know, you don't have to be afraid of anything. You know, and the funny thing about especially black families is that you only get respect once you make the money.
Unfortunately,
especially in December, you only get called in those meetings when they see like a cool car, or they know that you are like a Joe Burger or whatever the case might be. But like for me, I don't subscribe to that anymore.
And this is exactly why we call this the Urban Culture Drive, 100%. Right? Because those are the little urban nuances that never existed like 20, 50 years ago.
But now they do, and they're a real thing.
And they're a real thing because before you got respect because you were elder, whether you had money or not. You know, whether you were the drunk uncle or not, simply because of your age, you're respected. But now, in the age of black tax and all that type of stuff happening, the guy that has the most amount of money, inverted commas, in their pockets, the guy with the deepest pockets gets the most amount of respect.
100%.
And it's an extremely unfortunate thing, but it's a fascinating thing for me. Because the more I think about it now, and I'm thinking, damn, it means that, you know, it seems like, I don't know, tell me if, you know, what you think.
Yeah.
Is it that our households are getting more and more broken? or are we just realizing how broken our households actually are?
I think it's a second. It's a latter. I think, you know, we're realizing how broken actually our home, you know.
We're not as ignorant as what we used to be.
We're not as, you know what I mean? Right now, people are questioning. We're a generation that questions a lot.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily subscribe to normativity. You don't subscribe to people being homosexual, heterosexual, or rich or poor. You don't subscribe to that. You do you.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that makes everyone freak out, because now you don't necessarily have to call in or you know, explain yourself. There's no need to explain yourself. So the moment that you do that in a family of, let's say, 4 or 5 personalities, everyone is trying, especially if they're millennial, trying to live their best life, and they're trying to be the best version of themselves. So you can imagine if we're trying to be squashed up in this Christmas situation, and our whole lives we've been,
and there's conflicting personalities.
You understand what I'm saying?
And people are not scared to speak their mind.
Yeah, then we realize that actually for such a long time we're told not to be ourselves. We have to subscribe. We have to go to church in the morning for Christmas. And then you're like, but no, I don't want to. You know,
this is so crazy. For me, if I look at it on the other side, can you imagine how frustrating parents must be?
That's why you should only have one kid.
Because they've lost all the power, right?
I'm kidding. Yeah, this is 100%.
They've lost all the influence.
The funny thing is, with my experience of that, is that my mom always used to shout at us and say, listen, I want you to be independent. You need to get your own, you know, like typical.
Yeah, yeah, typical stuff. Yeah, yeah.
But then the moment that we all left,
it's over.
Now she's just like, yo, guys, you're not even visiting. And you're like, but also, you don't have Wi-Fi.
So listen, if you can relate to this conversation, please just tweet us and just hashtag the Urban Culture Drive, or you can tag Craig or Sexy or myself, LSG_Mapanga, and let us know what you think. Or even better yet, I think talk with us directly. So I mean, the WhatsApp number for that, I'm so sorry guys, I'm moving around the studio here. The number for that is actually 079-748-2090. So again, 079-748-2090. That's our WhatsApp number. And as soon as you post anything, we'll see it come up on the screen. Because for me, Craig, this is a fascinating conversation.
I can
so tell. We've just broken down that one. Family gatherings are no longer a thing.
They're no longer a thing.
We're not buying the BS of family and festive season anymore. Home is not a comfortable place to go back to. Parents have lost a lot of their influence.
Definitely 100%.
Crazy. In that case, are we moving forward or backwards as a society? What do you think?
You know what? I would say that in a way we're just evolving. So I would say that we're moving forward, you know, to an extent that it's just no longer about subscribing. It's just about questioning. And if you're not comfortable with something, you say, I'm not. And the weird thing is, by the time that we have our kids, do you know what they will be doing? What they'll be questioning?
Can you imagine?
I wonder, they might probably live they'll probably live home, like maybe at 15 and never want to see us. Maybe they see us like every 10 years. Especially the more wealthier we become.
You understand? It's not so much of a bad thing though, I don't think.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. But also, people now, because of social media, because of involvement, they don't necessarily need a lot of human touch.
Yeah.
You know, they need a lot of human contact to feel like they're not alone. You know, a person can wake up in Netflix on a Saturday, they can meet up with a friend for a potential date, and then they could do other things, fill up their week with something else.
This is also true.
Doesn't necessarily involve you being constantly with someone.
And the way we engage is fundamentally changing.
It's changing. So that's why you don't even feel awkward by not seeing your parents. And that's why even long distance relationships are technically kind of working now.
Never thought of that.
Nah, it's because I'm involved in quite a lot of things. And
yeah, quite a lot of things. Hey, listen, from Craig being involved in quite a lot of things to a man who's 365 all year round, functional training and doing the best things that life has to offer. We're going to be engaging with a very fascinating gentleman. And hopefully by then, Prestigious Job will be in the studio so we can give him some tips.
Yeah.
To gain a bit of extra mass, lean mass. But until then, Craig, because you're a superstar, and I haven't seen you for so long, my friend. This is for you.
Awesome. This is CliffCentral.com.
And that was Simi featuring Sun L Musician. Listen, I don't know about you, but I've been sleeping on this girl for a while. I don't know who she was. I don't know what's going on until I saw the music video. And I thought she was like a video chick, but she is like the biggest flame I have ever seen. Anyway, let's not be those people in immature. My name is Khumapanga, and welcome to the Urban Culture Drive. And I'm chilling out with Craig or Sexy. And we always have some interesting guests on the show. So we can unpack some very interesting things about modern day culture and what it really means to live in 2018 in South Africa. So in case you've forgotten,
Urban Culture Drive. This is CliffCentral.com.
And welcome back again. Like I said, it's myself and Cliff. It's myself and Craig was sexy. I almost said it's myself and Cliff Central. Can you imagine, Craig?
I get it. Everything's about you.
It's good. No,
there should be a Lesego FM. A whole Lesego FM.
You know, you and I were such good friends in the beginning of the show, and now it's all like going into nothing.
We'll still be.
We're still there living our best lives. And very interestingly enough, you know, the thing is, Craig, right? When you're the big boss, it's so nice because you get to come in whatever time you feel like.
Do you understand? Like some important celebrity.
It's crazy. You know, producers just walk in and they're just like, yo, what's up? Like, and then like, they're going to like speak like on the mic now. Listen to this.
Why are you putting people on blast?
You see what I mean?
Why are you putting people on blast?
Oh,
what's this thing, man? I told you my struggles.
You know what? It's actually very interesting, right? I knew how this show would go today.
Uh-huh.
And I want to tell you because I want to unpack it. So in the beginning of the show, we spoke about all things festive, right? We know that some people have decided, yeah, no, listen, this gym thing is not for me. I'm going to eat my guinyas and my mom's cooking and I'll see you in January.
Thank you.
And when they come to January, right, what they don't understand is that they're going to meet up with this guy and then I'm really going to feel sorry for them. Mindla, how are you doing?
I'm going to eat it.
I'm 100%. Sure.
Yeah. I know.
It's too much. I feel sad. Like, I'm like, okay, those maquinas, maybe I shouldn't have.
No. I'm so sorry, guys, but if you're not in studio, you know, usually we think that Craig or Sexy has thunder thighs. This guy has nothing on this
nothing.
Man.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is where I learn. This is where I go. And, you know.
Officially, Craig has competition.
Are you looking forward to January? Are you looking forward to being brutal to Guinea boys in January?
Day in, day out, 365 every day. That's why I came up with a company called 365 Functional Trading, because I believe in off days, rest days, but there's no December mood.
100%. This is why I love this man. It's just he's doing all the things with the pots. So listen, for those of you that don't know, we're chilling out with Mandla Ntleko. And here's the final 365 functional training, right? So all things functional training, we're going to find out exactly what that is about. But for me, because I'm always corny, I want to find out a couple of modern day myths and urban culture myths, right, that I want you to debunk for us real quick before we go deep into this. Is it a coincidence that you have muscles everywhere and your name is Mandla?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Yeah. It's a little too coincidental.
Do you understand?
It's a little bit too coincidental, Mandla.
But well, I guess it's one of those you live up to your name.
Yeah, well, I think I have to thank my parents for that. But funny enough, when as a youngster, I wanted to be a doctor. And after my high school, then I was an IT specialist. And during my times of being an IT specialist, I started falling in love with fitness. So I think in a way I was trying to shift to live up to my name, to have muscles everywhere, like you said.
but in hindsight, since you wanted to be a doctor and now you a fitness trainer, you are somewhat a doctor for the body.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say for the body. I'll say body, mind, a bit of spirit as well, because if your heart is in a lost space or in a dark place, and you have these muscles around you, I don't think that will help you to live better not necessarily to live better, but to have a healthier lifestyle, because all these things work together.
Oh, beautiful.
Mind, body, spirit. It's like, you know, when you, well, for those ones that are lucky, maybe one day I'll get there. When you drive a V8 engine, when that car takes off, all the parts of that car come together. So it's the same thing with your body. If you try and isolate some of the parts of your body, unfortunately it doesn't work, because you'll be faced with a lot of challenges. I mean, if you look now around the world, men are abusing women. Mental health. And some men are called trash. Some women are called also called trash.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, is The reason why I started by saying it's also spirit. If we are not taught at the very young age how to treat women or how to treat each other as human beings, you can trust me, you can be as healthy as you want. But if you don't treat people well, for me, I don't see you as a healthy person.
There's no point.
No.
You know what? Very enlightening stuff, right? And what I'm about to do now is I'm hoping you're going to answer this the way I think you're going to, right? So speaking of being holistic, yeah. And I agree with you, speaking of being holistic, right? In the urban culture of South Africa, we're a very interesting place because we're a mixture of a lot of things put together. So for example, right now, mind you, I'm guessing you're Zulu, right?
I'm Swati.
Are you Swati? Craig?
What about
Shangan?
And yes. I'm Tswana.
Tswana, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm Zulu.
Oh.
different cultures, yeah.
Please explain to these gentlemen that naturally Zulus are the strongest nation in South Africa.
This is quite true, though.
No.
Please.
I agree.
Where is it written?
Well, the Zulus are the only people that come to Joburg and never learn any other language.
We don't
own
need to.
They're
the most stubborn.
And everybody in the Global Citizen was going on a mandala in Zulu technically. So let's just face it.
They're the most stubborn.
Even if they are, but to some degree, it works.
I'll be honest, I was very surprised because I had in my head, Guti, you must be, because mandala, I thought you were actually Zulu, but you're Swati,
yeah.
Which is interesting. So when you speak about being holistic within this country, right, and with all these different cultures, right, and how we interact with each other, what would you say, because I want this to live beyond fitness, what would you say as a people we need to learn to be more of a cohesive nation rather than be so isolated? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll say I believe that we should, number one, learn to respect each other. Number two, learn to love each other. No matter if you're pink, you're black.
Purple, green or white.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the color of your skin because, for example, I walk into a weight section, I push weights.
Yeah.
The same fibers that I break while I'm training weights are the same fibers that of like any color will break. So your body doesn't care what color you are.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Right? Because you deal with people on a day-to-day basis, right? What are the worst kind of people that you've interacted with? Like your worst clients? Or who has ever been your worst client where you're like, this person is not holistic.
I will never
work with this person again.
What kind of person?
Look, I've faced many challenges when it comes to clients. But at the end of the day, I'm there to help people.
Yeah.
I also find myself trying to fit in their shoes, but at the same time, I need to block my energy, not to allow their energies to influence me, because if I take a negative energy from one person, I deal more than 30 people a day.
Mm.
So if I allow you
to influence me
with your negative energy, that means the rest of the people that I'll be singing, I'm going to suffer that same energy as yours. However, I believe that I'm there for a reason, to teach people, and also to be able to help them to become better. I cannot stand there and judge. I'm like, hey, Lesego is a bad client. He's forever late. Every time I see him in the corner, there he's eating my guinea.
He's wasting my efforts, this one.
Yeah, he's wasting his money. Never mind my effort. He's wasting his money. But at the end of the day, I'm there to teach clients, to teach individuals, even the people that follow me on social media, on various platforms of social media as well, is that it's about you. If you don't want it for yourself, nobody else will want it for you. And if you don't believe that you stand to have a great body, a healthy mind, and nobody else will do it for you.
100%.
So at the end of the day, everything starts with an individual. So going back to your question, I do face challenges with clients, but I find ways to overcome them and to be able to still say to them, hey, listen, you are here for one reason or maybe for two or three reasons. And I am here to help you to achieve your goals or to achieve whatever goal that you're after.
So now, you spoke about social media, and guys, if you have not followed Nhleko before, Mandla Nhleko, 365 Functional Training, at Instagram. Very, very sexy guy. Like, I'm talking sexy. There's no one sexier than me, but like, Mandla is the one, guys. And I'm very curious, eh? With your social media hype, I mean, over 12,000 followers, how many gay people actually hit on you on a regular basis?
That's a good question.
I mean, you're aesthetically pleasing. And to some extent, that must somehow influence people.
Who's sexy, man?
You know what I mean?
Who's sexy, man?
So honestly, like,
who's sexy, man?
How many?
Look, I have a family, and I have morals, and I have standards as well.
Okay.
So those things actually help me to stay intact, to stay focused. I mean, I know, especially in a line of industry, if you look after yourself,
yes,
if you train hard, for the next person, they see you sexy, they're gonna try and pull a move on you.
I'm assuming there's a lot.
Last year I had an experience. I think 2016.
Oh god!
I had a guy on Facebook sending me his nudes.
Oh damn!
Crazy.
So I blocked him and also reposted
the nudes.
All the nudes, but I cover his face.
Wow.
For his own protection.
Damn, this nigga's deep. Savage. Savage.
I said, look, I'm here to help people. I'm not here for
this
what you think
deals.
I'm here for.
100%. 100%. And also, does it go for the ladies? Obviously, I'm assuming the same sentiment goes for the ladies.
It goes for the ladies because, you know what, I train men and women, and I train married men, married women.
Very rich married women, I assume.
So I respect people. So I also portray the same image so that when a client approaches me, they know that they're here to be helped. You know, I mean, I don't think I would want to take my fiance, my wife, wife-to-be, to a funny gynae. You know,
yeah, so 100%.
Definitely, I'll take it to someone that I know will still respect his job. You know,
Mr. Mandla, I want to ask, man. So, considering that you're in such a adrenaline-paced industry, you know, it's testosterone, muscles, it's active. Ne? You sound and seem like such a calm, very very calm individual.
Yeah, I'm a,
is this something you had to teach yourself, or is this because of the job? Like, how do you become so calm? Like, it's.
I get you, because if you're at work and you have a stubborn housewife or student that doesn't want to do the sit-ups, you can't exactly be mad. Like, no. No,
it's because it's not on steroids, guys. Unlike this fake ass people that we know who are on steroids. Because it's not on steroids.
But you're dealing with a person at the end of the day, and you're dealing with more than 30 people a day.
Because, I mean, wash out there. You need to sometimes.
Mindless calm because it's not on steroids.
Look, I've exposed myself in different fitness training methods, being, for example, yoga, Pilates, functional training, strength training, speed, endurance, you name a few. At the end of the day, when I walk into a training room, you will see a different me. So for me, I know what to do and when to do it.
That's true.
That's true. Bring your man, it's fine.
Yeah, so
it's a good guy.
Gandhi.
Yeah, when we start training, it's a different ball game. You won't see the come me. I'll kill you with the smile at the end of the day. Yeah,
the beast comes alive.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no. Because
if you go to my page, you'll see some of the videos that I post when I turn the beast mode on, because it's easy for a person to say, "Oh, beast mode," and then they walk into the gym, the beast mode is off. I don't like talking too much when I'm at the gym. I do rather than talking. I mean, you find people sitting on their cell phones, look at me, wah wah wah.
What about that?
Yeah, no.
About Craig, so we know them. About Craig,
the funny thing is, the funny thing, he's always on his phone, ironically, just recording the videos.
My phone is on the floor. I'm training. Phone's recording. I'm not holding
the
phone.
I should start charging you for that, actually. Because I record half of those
sometimes
videos.
Sometimes he helps me with the recordings when I'm at David.
When you need the right angles. Exactly. So this is fascinating for me. So, I mean, you're a fitness trainer, family man, but for me,
soon to be husband,
right? Yep. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Job, you and I know. I mean, it's bad enough that we're chummies with Craig, and he's always like, squash, nya. So we need to find, like, what type of future wife, is it she your direct opposite, or you guys the same thing, like the same WhatsApp group?
Fitness bunny now, you
because just, there's a lot of
dynamics there.
Gay.
Look, she's a very calm person. She's very humble. There's some of the things that I have as the future hubby that she balances me out. Yeah.
Guys, so you'll eat the salad, she'll eat the maguinha.
No, is that,
for me, that's balance.
That's
a great type of balance.
Can I just say
not that balance.
Can I just say this? If wifey is listening, or wifey will listen rather once we give you the link. Wifey, you are blessed because this man of yours is in such smiles when he speaks about you.
Yeah.
It's such a glow, like Yazin, it's like butterflies in the stomach. Yo, love
he
is
doesn't
real.
Even look threatening anymore. I'm not scared
looks
of you
like
anymore.
A teddy bear. Yes, I am sabo wifey. Nyambonga as
yeah,
well.
Look, and also we help each other cooking. Okay, she cooks the most healthy food. But I mean, look, at the end of the day, you still have to find balance. When I say find balance, sometimes we go visit my parents or we go visit her parents. They cook.
Bachotlo.
Yeah.
The traditional stuff.
Our African food.
Our African
and we
food.
Can't get them. It's like, I know, sir, we don't eat that. No.
You mustn't touch.
No. We get the whatever they've cooked for us, we eat. You know, I mean, it happens once in a weekend, once a month or twice in 2 months.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make us deviate from our healthy eating. You know? So.
You still stay everything intact.
Yeah. Question. December time, right? We know it's prize. We know it's alcohol. People wake up on bright meat, sleep on.
I wake up on my black first label. Glass of wine at 7:30 in the morning.
It's a
what
mess.
Are you talking
it's
about?
A mess.
You guys know this feeling when you've been drinking so many consecutive days. When you wake up, you're floating.
Yeah.
You're not
like,
sure if you're
sober.
Yeah.
Yes. So December is that time of time. Is that time of
time
vibe.
Of time? You're right.
Yeah. Time of time.
Time of time.
So, what would you suggest would be getting either the
balancing
hangover remedies or the balancing diets to count, because we cannot deny that it will we will eat bright, we will eat junk, and we will drink.
Look, I'll say it depends. If you're gonna eat a lot of meat, it's not too bad, especially if it's not fatty meat. But at the same time, and if you're gonna indulge on pub, because I mean I know in most prize it's pub gravy nyama puravors.
And booze.
Yeah.
Most important ingredient.
Most important.
Most important. Go easy, dude. I mean, alcohol, I pale. You will always have alcohol. Trust me. 365, the bottle stalls are always open. So try to go easy on the booze, easy on that food. Because, trust me, whatever you put in now,
you will suffer for it.
You're going to suffer for the next coming 2, if not 3 months.
So small.
Yeah, small. I mean, if you're not too bad the next day, hangover-wise, go for a light jog. I'm not saying go and do a 10K or like attempt the Soweto marathon race, 42K. No.
Yeah, come out of the front yard.
Yeah.
Jigger by the gate.
No, man.
It's a light jog.
He said a light jog.
It's a light jog.
Oh, this man.
At least 5Ks to 8Ks is not bad.
Blacksome.
You know? And I'm not saying that if you eat badly, you can just out-train it. It will never happen. There's no such thing. But at least because now it's December, we're all going to be in that happy mode every single day until the 2nd of Jan 2019.
Yeah, then you're new.
Yeah, so...
David Order.
Yeah, and I'm at David Order and I was wearing my pants. So go easy on the unusual
indulgence.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
So seeing that you're giving us this advice right now, right? What are some of the classic fitness myths that you've heard people say? Because I mean, there's a lot of them. There's people that say, I mean, there's the Banting diet that people pretty much live off of. There's people that I don't know that do a lot of the what's that? You know, the bodybuilders versus the functional guys.
Training, and there's also eating after 1 p.m. I mean, there's all sorts of myths.
But what are the most classic ones that are just complete rubbish?
Dude, if you think you're gonna eat maguinha, and tomorrow you're gonna run out. You're gonna run maguinha out of your body.
It's a lie.
It's a true lie. you know. Well, it's a true lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a lie. Well, it's a false lie as well.
It's a false lie. All I'm saying is that, number one, find balance.
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying, now I go visit my mom, we go visit my mom, or
vice versa,
our parents. That's like, for example, we eat, for example, from Monday to Friday, we
yeah.
eat healthy.
Yeah.
Saturday won't kill us. However, it doesn't mean that now you're going to have to, you must live your life like a slave. I'm not saying people must diet. I don't believe in diet.
Yeah.
I believe in healthy eating. Eat your carbohydrates, eat your protein, eat your fat. I mean, people read a lot of things on various platforms.
Yeah, because a lot of people say don't eat carbs at all, and surely that's unhealthy.
Yeah. And some people say Banting diet, eat
okay,
fat.
Now you tell me which lion doesn't eat meat.
Listen. On that note.
Yeah. Actually.
On that note.
You tell a lion not to eat meat.
On that note.
Yeah.
On that note. we're going to go for a little break because this man is deep in these things, man. And I think we're going to kick it off the right way with the new Meek Mill. Let me know what you think of this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Now, I don't know about you, but freedom for me is if I don't see Mandla anytime during this December. If I don't see the gym anytime during this December. If I don't see Silas anytime during this December. If I don't see Craig and his Thunder Thighs anytime this December. I think it was just me and Ja be out here living our best lives. But for now, you're still tuned in too.
Urban Culture Drive.
And yeah, that's the new Meek Mill, man. I don't know, I haven't heard the whole album, but I'm hearing a lot of really good stuff about it. And of course, producer Job knows all about.
Still, apparently, what on the street says is the best lyrical album to
yeah.
come out of 2018 from the US, obviously.
Well, listen to it. We'll see what happened during yeah. during our braise and our yeah. doping.
When we are free.
When we are free.
Yes.
100%.
Because right
from
now,
judgments.
Because right now we must sit up straight because some people here come.
Chests are out here. Me
chest
time.
Out, stomach in. It's crazy.
Like
it's all sorts of things.
Yo, testosterone.
You are the last person to talk. Look at you right now. I mean, look at you. You look like a snack. And you, Job, don't forget you've got a booty for days. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
We're balancing each other.
All that is natural.
Yeah, understand what
you
I'm
know
saying.
You know what's crazy? I'm going to let you guys do your thing, right? But at the end, I'd like to get some advice from Mandla mm-hmm. on some two fundamental things. Okay. One, guys, this is it's a serious national issue, this one now.
Okay.
We need to grow Candace a bum.
Oh yeah, this
candy,
is also
candy,
quite
candy,
true.
Baby.
Mandla, I think that might be your biggest
contributing task thing
right
to
now.
Public.
I don't know. We've been trying for years. It hasn't worked. Maybe you'll be the person. And then Craig and I can stop walking around like Job's bodyguard, and now he must just gain some lean muscle.
This is also true. Upstairs is lacking.
No, we can't be walking around like a bodyguard.
There must be balance, guys. They must see meat. You know, like it's on a chicken.
And
there's a drumstick and there's a wing. So I'll be the wing. You'll guys be the drumstick. We can't all be drumsticks.
And let's be professional. So we're about to go into our two segments right now. I want to kick it off for Craig or Sexy and move on to J.O. Bizzle. And in case you forgot,
this is CliffCentral.com.
I don't know why we're always obsessed about working out. I'm going to be the bad at the devil's advocate today because I want to talk about the drawbacks of actually working out. This is my section with Craig or Sexy. It's called hashtag now you know. So I'm going to put you in the spotlight right there. Mandla, please don't take it personal. It's just the reality that we've observed.
We're still friends.
We're still friends. Don't worry. I'll still see you there, Jim.
Uh-huh.
100%. I think one of the biggest things that we don't want to realize or talk mostly about working out is actually the psychological effect it actually has on a lot of people. Personally, I've experienced, that envy of someone else's body, that envy of wanting to look better all the time. You know, and I want to sort of you to just take me through this a little bit and give me your opinion on this. What are the like real psychological impacts of working out, especially as guys, knowing that we're very competitive, taking into account the high steroid use currently in the country?
Okay, personally, I'll say, first of all, number one, we are not different. We carry different DNAs in our bodies. You might find that your mom and your dad, they left you with DNAs that will enable you, once you start training hard, eating healthy, eating right food, having bigger quads, for example.
Like us Shangans, we know we're well endowed. Go on.
No, not necessary. It's not about...
Which soul they say.
It's not about which culture.
Yeah, can I get you? I do understand.
Yeah. So, and number two, stop comparing yourself to other people because you are not that person. You are not those people. Focus on you.
Number two.
Hold on, Mandla. Uh-huh. No. You see, Mandla says it's all nice.
It's very diplomatic.
It's very diplomatic when Mandla walks past and then...
He looks like a whole...
And then I must look at that. I must say,
and wifey Liana is looking like a flame.
Look, yeah. And wifey Liana is looking like a flame. It's tough, man.
There's nothing wrong saying, "Wow, I can actually work myself to be a better version of me." You know, that guy inspires me, but I'll never be like him. I'll never be him, but I can be a better version of me.
That also, I think, I guess to agree with him, it's the same thing with money. There are people that have money, there are people that don't, there are people that struggle to make money.
I don't like people with money.
You understand? I love people with money. Yeah, they give me free champagne. Moving right along. Moving right along. I think also one of the biggest things that we struggle with regards to gym is the time frame in terms of the amount of scheduling that you have to do to fit that in. It's a real problem.
For same, like, for example,
it's waking up at 6 a.m. to go for a run while you have a 7:30 meeting.
Hold it there.
Yeah.
How many outings have you planned and you've never even missed one?
Because humunati,
man. No, but if you really think about it logically, right? We're only free during the weekends. For someone like Liz, 9 to 5, it's quite difficult.
So I'll be honest with you, man. The outings are an enjoyable experience.
They're an enjoyable experience,
right? I'll be honest.
But gym working is also out,
the results are enjoyable.
Yes,
but a gym itself is a very
painful.
It's a painful experience.
Process. It's the opposite of outings. Outings, the fun is enjoyable. But the results are horrible.
But like with working out.
But then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How many hours do you work a day?
About, on average, 8.
8, yeah, like the normal.
Yeah.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy working?
No one enjoys working, but we get the money. Yes, 100%.
Okay, so if you enjoy working 8 hours and then you enjoy the money at the end of the day, after 30 days, unless you are a freelancer.
That was so shady. I felt like that was so shady.
No! I felt it.
No.
What stops you putting an extra hour in your 8 hours of the day to work 9 hours? Now you get the money and you get the great body, but it's not the great body alone. You become strong mind and body.
Okay. And spirit.
100%. Okay, my last drawback of working out, which I'm sure a whole lot of us have experienced, is the laundry. You cannot imagine the amount of laundry that I have to do on a daily basis. And we cannot necessarily avoid that. I mean, once you can't.
Wear the same thing tomorrow again.
No, you can't.
Okay, I'm looking at Lisa, who's wearing a nice shirt, properly ironed. Are you going to wear that tomorrow?
Repeat.
Wait, guys.
No, I'm not. I see where you're going. I see where you're going.
Yeah, that's even worse.
But then it's quite...
You put in the thingy, laundry machine or whatever you want to call it.
If you do have a laundry machine,
I don't know how I'm going to get my This one you don't even have to iron.
Yeah, no, you don't have to iron. Yeah. That's what I love about sports.
Try to wear.
And the reason why he's saying that, guys, he's wearing like a dry fit top. That shows his everything.
Did you see that pec move?
Yeah, the pec movement.
It's highlighting everything.
Highlighting everything. Anyway, in case you're wondering,
it's like in high resolution right now. High def.
Listen. As firstly, all your questions, the way you've answered all these questions flawlessly.
Absolutely, 100%.
100%. Great.
Look,
but I want to find out something. What do you think about guys, people that work out twice a day? They're too much like morning and afternoon.
There's absolutely nothing wrong. It depends on the kind of training that you are doing. If you wake up in the morning. And you do, for example, I'll take an example with bodybuilders. Some of them will wake up in the morning, do fasted cardio.
Mm.
And in afternoon, maybe they do
weights. Yeah.
Doing maybe legs. The next day, same thing, cardio in the afternoon.
Something
chest
else.
And back, for example. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing wrong. And if you're a sports person, you might find that you wake up in the morning, you do strength training for upper body.
Yeah.
And in afternoon, you do plyometrics.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
So there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, like all I right. said, I said yeah, like pretending like I knew what that exactly was.
I get you.
As long as you have a well structured training program that you follow,
you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of being fine, you're not about to be fine right now because we're going to switch it all the way up. And in case you're forgetting,
Urban Culture Drive. Yeah, we're back at it on the Urban Culture Drive. So yet another episode. Candace is not in the building. But yeah, I'm going to take over Candace's.
It's because she knew Mandla was coming.
Yeah, it's like not too much. Too much flames.
It's too much flames. Guys,
I wish there was a camera in studio. You would see the handsomeness that's in here. Mm. All sorts. We are Baba. December pick. What about a spoil for choice? But anyway, Mr. Mandla, we're going to play a game right now, right? Quick. It's called Would You Rather. It's usually performed or played or curated by Candace, our female colleague, which is not here. But today, it's going to be me. So the game is, I put a statement to you. As it is, you need to choose. You can't alter it. You can't. It is as it is, and you must make a choice from it.
Death is not even an option.
It's would you rather, right? So we're going to start with you, Mr. Mandla. Let's take it off. Would you rather smash Craig or LSG?
Whoa!
Yo!
Like even the bad music.
Yo, like even the bad music died.
The bad music died
on your behalf.
Let me bring it back.
Yeah, that's the question. Would you rather smash Craig?
What kind of a question is that?
It's a question. And you have to choose.
Welcome to the Urban Culture
Show. This is crazy.
We told you won't be fine after this game.
You won't be fine after this.
So make your choice, quick.
Hypothetical, quick.
Yes.
Quick. COL.
None of them.
You must choose one.
Death is not an option.
You must choose one. Choose one. Quick.
Okay, listen.
Dang it.
Give me a high five, bro. The bromance's real.
He's reserving the relationship that's like
that. He's reserving it because he knows. He's trying to reserve it because he knows.
Okay, next question, Les. Yeah. Would you rather have a bad starter or a or go deaf? Like
say that again. I'd rather have a bad starter
or go deaf.
No, bad starter.
Okay.
I need to understand what's going on around me. So when Craig is telling me spicy things,
you can write the sentence out.
No, at least, so I can know.
You can hear it.
Yeah, that was stuttering right there.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay, Craig. Would you rather bring back MJ or Steve Jobs from the dead?
Steve Jobs. He owns everything, you know?
Okay, so coming back to Mandla. Would you rather marry Kim Kardashian and die after a year or marry Caitlyn Jenner and live forever?
No, not to Kim.
So you'd rather marry Caitlyn Jenner, the father,
and live forever.
The mother of,
I don't think you got
the father
that.
Who's now the mother.
No. Okay, let's stick to Kim.
Oh, wow.
But you die after a year.
It's okay.
I mean, I actually agree with you. I'm sorry. He's right. I actually agree
last
with
round,
him.
Last round, Les.
Talk to me.
Would you rather gain 10 genuine friends in real life?
Yeah.
Or 10,000 followers on Twitter?
This is very, very intense for this man because he's a social emotional cripple.
Genuine friends.
I really am an emotional cripple. I really am.
10,000 followers on Twitter.
Can I be honest? Yeah. Like for me, and this is a real thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather get 10 more friends because I feel like I need more friends. Yo, mind like I've cut off so many people. Like I'm such a better human being now. So I need like 10 more mindless just so that I can be in the corp a little better.
Craig.
Yes.
Would you rather sucker punch a racist or get into a televised debate with a racist arguing against their points?
Televised against the racist. I mean, all that
like
attention.
Like belittle them.
Yeah.
I mean, all that attention.
Belittle them. Okay. Right now, 10 seconds, 2 seconds to answer. Last round.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Mandla, would you rather be the center of a high-profile murder or have your nudes leaked in a compromising position on Twitter?
Hey. The first one, no.
Yeah.
All right. Les.
Talk to me.
Would you rather always get stuck in traffic or always have a really slow internet connection?
Stuck in traffic.
Gregor.
Yes.
Would you rather go to a dinner with a group of cannibals who intended to eat you? Or would you rather know in advance that they're going to eat you and you would survive?
I would rather know in advance so that I would survive. I mean, like, but also, everyone wants to eat me, so this is awesome.
Hey! just like that. That was one of the best games we've played in a long time. Let's take a little break.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, Nasekwa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive.
Urban Culture Drive.
And welcome back to the Urban Culture Drive. We just played a hell of a game, man. Yeah. Welcome to Outside Your Comfort Zone. So we pretty much have 2 minutes of the show left. It's been an epic time being here. In studio, we had the phenomenal 365 Functional Trainings. The guy's name is Mandla Ntleko. So check him out on Instagram. Mandla, you know, the guy that told us not to be on our phone the whole time.
Exactly.
We see you.
In 5 seconds.
In 5 seconds, some quick tips about the festive season and how to stay in balance, because a lot of us are about to lose a lot of our morals.
Okay, December comes once in a year, and if you gain 10 kgs, it's going to take you more than 2 months to get rid of it. And secondly, drink a lot of water. I know most people are going to be indulging on alcohol.
Doping.
Yeah. And I mean, plus the... It's now legalized, so...
Hey.
That is the best remedy, that one.
Yeah.
It burns all the fat away. I'm lying, guys.
And also, try to eat more vegetables. I know you're going to be eating pap and meat.
Yeah.
Salad.
Yeah, don't forget the vegetables, man.
They're important.
Yeah, and try to run. Because that's the best... Okay. Well, not the best. That will be the most available exercise equipment, which is your body, to you. If you have a skipping rope, even better. If you're on holiday, the holiday place has a gym.
Even better.
Jump in there.
And from my side, listen, future wifey, it was just a game. Please don't take it seriously.
Yes.
Man mustn't go home there and quite there and come look out for us afterwards.
As always, man, love and light.
Drink champagne, that's me. And also, my close friends are going to be invited to my little... that house that I'm looking
that,
after.
Your close friends is us.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously. So we're going to have a pool, so it's going to be fun.
You've been leaving us out.
But other than that, work out.
Anyway, guys, there's the Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, and we're not sure. Is this the last
one
of the
next week.
Next week. Okay, 100%. So this is the Pinepchik there.
Yeah, that one.
It's gone. Done.
Just like that.
Again, Mandla, thank you very much for joining us today. Hopefully, myself and Job will see you in the gym. Yeah, sometime soon.
Yeah, definitely.
But not when you're in beast mode. Yeah,
you guys, you will see a different version of me. So when you walk into the gym, don't be afraid. It's still me.
All right, guys. And to everybody listening to us, we love you. Love and light. Thank you for being with us for pretty much over a year now. It's been an epic time.
Is that AGA?
Yeah, and people must be safe on the roads, please.
Yes.
We want to see them.
And wrap it up.
And wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you.
And like Job said,
this is CliffCentral.com.